Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Thomas Tallis, and later William Byrd, composed music during a time of divisive religious conflict between Catholics and Protestants in 16th century England. Monarchs came and went, and each successive one seemed to have different aspirations for the church in England. Music, which was central to liturgies and religious expression, both Catholic and Protestant, naturally had to adapt. This week on the podcast, we'll hear from two new recordings on the Hyperion label. The Cardinal's Music, directed by Andrew Carwood, sing music by Tallis from a 2013 release, and Byrd from a recording that came out in 2012. Salve Intimerata Virgo is a votive antiphon for the Virgin Mary. This is a piece which, in the religious climate of 16th century England, would have been appropriate either for Henry VIII's pre-Reformation years or else for Mary's restored Catholic state. But the length of the composition, paired with drawn-out melodic lines that extend the Latin text, are stylistically in line with music composed during the earlier reign of King Henry. Eventually, music in England was incited toward a more succinct style. Archbishop Cranmer was adamant that each syllable of text should correlate with no more than one musical note. As such, Tallis had to write pieces that were shorter and more syllabic. Here's an example. Listen to how different this track by Tallis is from the previous one. Tallis's If Ye Love Me, a piece that reflects a greater interest in text in the vernacular and in a more contained and modest musical style, which would have been utilized especially during the Protestant leanings of Edward VI and Queen Elizabeth. Around 1540, composers in England started setting texts from the Book of Psalms to music. In 1567, Matthew Parker, who was the Archbishop of Canterbury under Queen Elizabeth, translated the Psalter into English metrical verse. He published it with the inclusion of 9 tunes, which had been composed by Tallis with the idea that with this collaboration the Psalms could be sung rather than merely spoken. In Tallis's Psalm tunes, the melody can be found in the tenor part. There are other harmonizing voices provided as well, and these, Tallis indicates, may be added to the basic tenor tune if a choir is available. On this recording, the Cardinal's Music performs it both ways.
Yeah.
Bird also wrote many psalm settings. These were likely intended for private devotion or for performances in the home rather than church. Here's the setting of Psalm 121, "Unto the hills mine eyes I lift," which was published by Bird in a 1589 collection. And here's a jubilant setting of Psalm 117 from a much later collection, Bird's Psalms, Songs, and Sonnets of 1611. Psalm settings are somewhat intimate and are small-scale pieces. This is in contrast to the ten-voice centerpiece of this recording, Bird's Music for the Great Service. The setting is extravagant, imitative, and technical in places, and in many ways is contrary to the simpler, advocated style of the time. Bird didn't publish The Great Service during his lifetime, and the work was only rediscovered in 1922. Given its scope, Bird may have composed The Great Service specifically for the Chapel Royal sometime during the 1590s. I hope you've enjoyed hearing from these recordings of Taliesin Bird performed by the Cardinal's Music. You can find more about them on our website, harmoniaearlymusic.org. While you're there, have a look around at our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and check out our online shop, where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Thanks for listening.